Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe with somewhat of a somber message for the leaders of the United States. It's even sad to call them united because according to the word I'm about to deliver, the Lord is showing that the leaders of various places in this nation are indeed united, but they're not united with God, they're united against Him. Therefore, this word is a word of judgment. It's in the process of being executed against the leaders of this nation. Now, before I go on, think about the word of God when it comes through, especially a word of judgment. It comes to execute justice. So there would be on one side the guilty party, which judgment falls upon them negatively. And then you would have those who've made a complaint to God, which would be the plaintiffs, I guess, in this case, who would actually receive recompense for what is suffered at the hands of these leaders. So this is a message that's going to be twofold. Although judgment is upon the leaders of the nation, including leaders of the church, it's the responsibility of believers. Notice I didn't say Christians, but believers who identify with the character and nature of Jesus Christ. It is in their responsibility that they have to walk in love and in forgiveness. It is also your responsibility to pray for those in authority, according to 1 Timothy 2:1, which reads, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. That's all men of all walks of life, all men of all political parties, all men of different races, all men of different sects. And I continue. For kings, for all that are in authority. So they're talking about interceding and prayer is the responsibility of the believer for all men, regardless of whether you like them or regardless of whether you elected them for office, regardless of whether you like what you've heard about them, what you've heard in the news. As a believer, your job is to pray for them. Why? So that we can lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Now, if you look around in America, you notice it's not quiet, it's not peaceful, there doesn't seem to be any godliness. And there's very little honesty, and that seems to be the issue. There's deception all around. We have a command, however, from our chief executive of the kingdom, which is Jesus Christ. We are commanded to pray for all men, but especially for those in authority. Why? Because they are making decisions that affect all of our lives. And you want them to make the right decisions so that we can be led into righteousness, into what God calls as a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. These people are in authority over the Lamb, over every decision, every law, everything that's going on. They're executing laws of the land over the people of God. Therefore, it is our responsibility to pray. And in fact, if you read that verse 2, it says, as we're going to pray for kings and all those that are in authority, that we may lead. Okay? It's not saying they're going to lead us, but we have to lead them because we're the ones who know Jesus Christ. So the responsibility to lead the nation to righteousness and doing and making right decisions is the responsibility. It's a responsibility of the church, of the believers who say they believe in Jesus Christ. So we can't just allow a president over us to make a decision. We can't just allow a governor or someone over us to just make a decision on their own. They're not capable. And if we don't pray, they won't make the right decision. And I don't mean make these little soft prayers, because that's why judgment is on them today. Because a lot of people in the body of Christ have gone along with the leaders rather than standing up for what the word says and praying righteous, earnest, righteous prayers. But I want to just stress this, because even though the topic of this podcast is America, your calamity is here. And although that calamity is directed at the leadership of the nation, including the church leadership, the people, we the people of Jesus Christ, the body of Jesus Christ, have a responsibility. And our responsibility remains that we pray and stand on the word regardless of what happens in this land. And if we're praying the will of God, then His will be done. If we're operating as the word says, if we are walking in forgiveness, if we are walking in repentance, if we're walking the way God says we should walk, then He will heal our land. But if we're joining forces with political forces, if we're joining on either side of the arguments that are going on in the world, we do no one any good. But we have to stand for what's right in God's kingdom, and then He will step in and do what's right by us. I want to continue to read this, Because, again, it's our responsibility to lead by praying for God's will to be done in the earth as it is in heaven. So you say, I don't know what God's will is. Really? Let's keep reading this chapter here. The next verse reads, this is verse 3, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, that says, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God. What is good and acceptable in the sight of God? That we give supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks for all men and for kings and those in authority. So when we're supposed to pray, make supplications and intercessions and giving of thanks for these people, this is what is good and acceptable in the sight of the Lord, our God and our Savior. Okay, so this is the will of God for us. And this is the will we need to focus on because God wants, he's concerned about people's souls. You have to understand, that's God's will. He doesn't care if they're doing evil, wicked, deceptive things in this nation. His job is getting them saved, getting them turned around. And some people think that's intrusive. Everybody has a right. Sure, they can believe what they want to believe. But the reason they're believing what they believe is because they've heard it. But if we don't speak truth, they won't believe truth. How can somebody believe if they've never heard? So how can they hear unless somebody speaks? That's Romans chapter 10 that says that. Because that's the whole message. People are saying that, you know, how can they make a decision to do right if they never heard what the right way is? So someone has to speak it. And that's what it says in Romans 10, verse 14. It says, how can they call on someone that they've never believed? And how can they believe in someone they've never heard? And how can they hear it without a preacher? Faith for something, the decision to do something comes from having heard. So it's our duty not only to pray, but to speak the will. That's one of the reasons I do what I do, is because it is a commandment of God for my life that I speak and put out these podcasts so that people can learn and hear the truth. So again, we continue reading. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, okay, that we pray, make some supplications, etc. Why? So that we can lead a quiet, peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. That's why we do all what we do. But then he says, this is also telling what God's will is, who will have all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. So it is God's will that all men be saved. Now, some people will say, well, not everybody's going to be saved. That's besides the point. Our job is to go into all the world and preach the gospel, to speak the gospel, to live and demonstrate the gospel so men will know the truth so they can make a decision. As it is now, a lot of Christians are concerned because they're afraid of not being politically correct. They're trying to, you know, fit in. But we don't fit in. We're not supposed to fit in. The world is going to hell. The people around us are putting all kinds of things in the laws that are sending people to hell, and people think it's right. So we have to throw out the lifeline. We have to let them see what's going on here. So we have to pray and speak the truth. And it's interesting because if you look at what's happening now, a lot of people are starting to get nervous and saying, well, our leaders are this, our leaders are that. We just need to get other people in the office. It's bigger than that. Because no matter who you put in office, you're still going to have to pray for them to do right by God and pray that they come into the knowledge of truth, that they become saved. Because once they become saved men, their hearts will be able to be moved by God to do the things of God. This is our job as believers. So stop blaming the politicians and get in your closet and start pulling down the strongholds over the nation, pulling down the strongholds over their minds, which are those defenses and things that they have that are keeping them from hearing God. But the biggest thing God is saying now is there's calamity upon the nation because the church has moved from its place of taking authority. Instead of praying, we come into league with the nation's leaders, and some are even on the same team against God. So you have to understand, this is why calamity is coming. We need to be praying and not to be playing the same games and being on the same team as these people. So here's the word the Lord gave me. America, your calamity is here. Your idols will fall in this hour. Your political idols, your spiritual idols, your entertainment and sports idols, all whom you have placed before me shall fall, says the true and living God. Did you think that I could not see? Did you think that I did not hear your plots and plans against me, says God? You speak about allegiance to me, but in your heart you have sworn to your idols. You have conspired with them against your very lives, and now calamity must come. It is the hand that you have been dealt by the evil one, who you so subtly chose to follow. You weren't tricked or fooled. You have fooled others, but your desire was fulfilled in you. Now the consequences of that desire must be fulfilled as well. Repent while you can, for my hand is against you, and the evil you have planned will be your end. Don't take this rebuke lightly, for your time is at hand. Your demise that you have planned will now be your end. I was reminded of a passage in Proverbs chapter 1 where wisdom is speaking.
And I'll start with verse 22. How long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scornings, and the fools hate knowledge? Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refuse, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set it not all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamities. I will mock when your fear cometh, when your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they that hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel. They despise all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whosoever hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. And that's the second part of this message. Again, you see judgment on one hand, but those who adhere to the voice and the word of God will be safe in times of trouble. So people of God, pray like never before. Do not, and I repeat, do not take pleasure in the demise of those who will fall in this hour. Show mercy. When you do, God will show mercy on you when your time comes. Consider this, how you react to what you're about to see will be the seeds you will sow for your own outcome in this hour. For there is one mediator, as it says in 1 Timothy, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. So we stand with him and his work for these people's souls. We stand and pray for them. He's the only mediator. We don't need to get in the middle making our own comments, saying that they got what they deserve. That's not God's way. This is why we have to pray in his name. The souls of men are God's business. Do not take prayer lightly. Don't take prayer lightly in these days. You who know the truth will be responsible for how you handle what is upon us. Men and women did you wrong. They have dealt wrong by a lot of people. They're being dealt with by our Father. He's a holy God. It is he that can cause these people to repent. And some are going to repent. Even though the dirt they did was public, so is their shame. Have mercy on them. Have mercy on them. Don't judge them. They've already been judged. That's why they changed the direction and repented publicly. This is not lip service for many of them. God has pierced their heart with the truth and has caused them to change. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And why did it happen this time? Because there were many saints that had the heart of God. They had the heart of the Father. And they were the ones who were praying earnestly for change. And their prayers were heard. And now God's hand can turn the heart of the king. And it's only those people who have power in this last day. So pray earnestly. Pray from the heart of the Father. And we pray his will, not our own. And you'll see God move. Now, one of the things that the Lord brought back to me, that there's a change going on. His glory is in our midst. And I want to talk to you a little bit about how this glory is causing, his glory is causing what we're seeing as far as a calamity, but also reward and recompense is coming. Now, as the world sees other leaders experiencing harsh punishment, even death, it will cause other people to run into the kingdom of God. For the glory of the Lord is here. It's flourishing in our midst. Now, the glory is the essence of God and his power, his love. And the Lord had given me a vision of the glory. And this has been a while ago. I want to share that with you. He gave me this back in November 2016. And he brought this back to my memory. And this was a vision I saw of the glory. I saw the glory of God like a mighty river. And the Lord showed a powerful river flowing out of a tsunami. It was a massive tsunami on the ocean. It looked like it might have been on the Pacific Ocean because it seemed to be on the west coast of California where I saw this. And the waves from this river were crashing against what seemed to be a fortified wall that surrounded a circular path. Then there were intermittent openings in this vast wall. And the powerful river, every time it hit the wall, it would force its way into those tiny openings. But the tsunami that was raging in the ocean was the kingdom of God. The Lord let me know that's his kingdom has been with us all this time. But we have a wall around us, and that wall was the way of the world. And that's what God says. The ways of the world are fortified against the kingdom of God. The intermittent openings I saw, he said, were the individual hearts of human beings that were open to receiving from the kingdom of God. And there were people from all over the world. But those who could see and hear and receive from God did magnificent exploits on the earth. And so God said these were the ones that were going to be raised up in this hour by his glory. Now, he explained also that the path I was seeing was a way that seems right to men. It's a way that seems right to leaders. So there's a way that we seem right, then we fortify it with the ways of the world. But what he was saying is that his glory was here, seeping through those openings in people's hearts to be able to change the world around us. And then he described who these people were, who were receiving. He said it was those who saw what others never saw.
So it is amazing that these people received what no others could receive because they could see it and they had a heart for God. So what the Lord is showing me in this hour, because of the intensity of the negative things that have happened, it's going to increase. Those openings and many openings are going to get bigger. They're going to be even more openings. And he said, because the hearts have been opened since the virus hit, since economic woes hit, and people beginning to see the deception of government leaders, at least in this country and countries around the world, they're hearing the plots and schemes against the people. And so people realize, and they can't trust the leaders. So what they're doing is they're going to God. Many more are not only praying earnestly, but they're actually hearing God's voice and are following his command. So that mighty tsunami that's in the ocean trying to get through to the shores, that tsunami is actually making some headway because there are more and more openings starting to open and the portals that are there are increasing more and more. And God's people are praying more and more for their delayed promises and for promises they thought have died. So people are crying out now more than ever for God to intervene. And so we're going to see that his glory burst through in a mighty way as we increase the intensity and sincerity of our prayers and our obedience. That's what causes the glory to increase on us too. Therefore, the glory of God will increase tremendously and we're going to see it. We'll also see men and women who continue to do evil will fall. It's taken a while for God's glory to move in our midst, but it's because of us. It's not because God hasn't tried. As he said, his glory was like a tsunami. And it is a tsunami that's out there in the open, but we have to be open to have him come into our lives and make the changes. And it will be evident. And again, going back to what it's read in 1 Timothy chapter 2, that what is the truth that God wanted people all to know is that there's one God. There's one God. And it reads that way very clearly in that chapter. He wants them to know that there's one God, not multiple gods. And people have other gods, but they're not the true and living God. They're not the God of power, not the God of love, not the God who created us and saved us and continues to stand by wanting to get in our lives to change our lives. This planet was not created by those other gods. It wasn't created by other men. So there are people, and especially in the world right now, there's a group of people that Lord calls a wicked council of men and women who want to rule over people. And they're doing it for money, for power. But they don't own this country. They don't own the countries and nations of the world. They don't own the people. God created us for his purpose, and his purpose will stand. So in this hour, he's going to remove those who are trying to usurp authority over him. And everything in the earth, everything is going back to God's original plan and going back into his own hands and possessions. And he's about to prove that in this time, it all belongs to him. For this particular season and time, God has taken it all back. Therefore, to do so, he's got to cause calamity on those who refuse to listen, those who refuse to give up what is not rightfully theirs. But they think they have authority, and God is about to show them that he is alone the true authority. So as people of God, we need to walk circumspect before our God. We walk before him in faith and in truth, and most of all in love. For those who receive the worst of these calamities, we're not going to make fun of them, not going to talk bad about them. Pray for their deliverance. Pray for their families. Pray for the people that have followed them. Because it's going to be great devastation from those who believe them. It's a sad time when people, and especially God's people, have not been following God. A lot of them haven't. You know, a lot of them have been going after politicians and political office, and that's coming to an end. God is putting it to an end, for they will know the true story and the true colors of those that they've been following. And not only that, he's going to showcase his gospel and his dunamis power in our lives. He's got power that this world has never seen, but they're about to see it in this last day. So I just wanted to let you know, although calamity is here, that's the first word he spoke to me. For those who are listening to God and following God, this will be a day of great power and great deliverance. So no matter what you see and what you hear, Go back to what God told you. Go back to His promises. Hang on to those promises and realize you have been delivered. Just like it was back in Egypt when Pharaoh helped the people of God in slavery when God said, let them go. And he would not. God had to bring plagues down on that nation. And right now, that's what we're getting ready to see, not only in America, but across the world. God is plaguing them in whatever way he does it. Beloved, don't fear. Just realize God has you. He's answered your prayers. Some shaking is going to go on. You can't get somebody out of a captive situation without going in and storming the place. So that's about what God's going to do with his power. He's going to storm the place and set the captives free. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. And I want you to know, God loves you. We love you. Nothing can separate you from that love. Until next time.